a gift, the first one to the last. I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war could be extended beyond today, the final day of the negotiated truce.
Hamas has officially requested the extension of this ceasefire. We don't know for how long, but the deal is they buy themselves an additional day of ceasefire for each 10 hostages they release. And it's understood that they are willing to do this. Israel has signaled that it's inclined to accept it. Netanyahu convened his security cabinet to talk about it. I think it's going to go forward. After that, all bets are off.
ABC's Matt Gutman. Heartwarming reunions among released hostages and their families. 17 more captives set free Sunday, including a 4-year-old Israeli-American named Abigail. An arrest in the shooting of 3 Palestinian college students in Burlington, Vermont. The suspect, a 48-year-old man, nabbed near the scene. Authorities say the victims were speaking Arabic, wearing Palestinian scarves when they were shot. This is ABC News. In the Mideast Sunday, the U.S. Navy nabbing hijackers aboard a commercial ship.
Gunmen seizing the tanker linked to Israel off the coast of Yemen, with Yemen's internationally recognized government blaming Iranian-backed Houthi rebels for the attack. U.S. Central Command said in a statement that U.S. forces, including the destroyer, the USS Mason, responded and demanded the gunmen release the tanker. It says those gunmen eventually surrendered.
ABC's Mark Remillard. New allegations against Meta, the Facebook Instagram owner, accused of breaking federal privacy laws. A lawsuit filed by 33 states claims more than 1 million children joined Instagram since 2019, despite a ban on kids that age from signing up. Meta tells ABC News verifying the age of people online is a complex challenge. Millions of Americans back home after Thanksgiving, the TSA estimating nearly 3 million people were on the move Sunday, a possible record breaker. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. After binging on today's Black Friday sales, Wisconsin leaders are urging people to spend the rest of the season shopping small. Now through December 31st is Shop Small Wisconsin season. Governor Evers says shopping locally benefits local economies and communities overall. More people with disabilities are flying than ever before, and they're filing more complaints with federal authorities. Kendra Davenport of Easter Seals says air travel needs to be more accessible.
When the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed, it really mandated that most modes of transit adopt modalities that would make them more accessible, and air travel was given a pass.
Advocates want Congress to legislate improvements by 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Tuesday, November 28th, it's Shawangan hosting Washburn for girls basketball. Join us at 7 p.m. on 103.1, followed by Thursday, November 30th, boys basketball, Butternut hosting Prentice, also at 7 p.m. on 103.1. Both games announced by the wonderful Steve Jetlin. Again, that's Tuesday, November 28th and Thursday, November 30th at 7 p.m.
The Bucks with a comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down 26 points, but came back to win 108-102 over the Portland Trail Blazers at Fiserv Forum. It was the largest come-from-behind win in the NBA so far this season. At one point, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo scored on a tip-in, then ran the length of the court and blocked a shot for a basket by Portland head coach Adrian Griffin.
He's one of the greatest players to play this game. and he showed it tonight.
The Bucks play in Miami tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers are back at practice today. Their next game is Sunday night at Lambeau Field against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, yesterday, the Chiefs were down 14-0 to the Raiders. They came back to win, though, 31-17. College football, the Badgers finished out the regular season with a 28-14 win in Minnesota. Running back Braylon Allen rushed for 165 yards and scored 2 touchdowns.
It was good. I'm just happy that we won the game and the team played well.
That's Wisconsin running back Braylon Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies, a chance for some light snow showers, less than a half inch of daytime snowfall, high of 17. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Still lingering chance for some light snow tonight, a low of 6. Tuesday, partial sun at times, a high of 22. Wednesday, milder, with highs working up to 35 degrees. And into your Thursday, partial sunshine up to 34. For Friday, we're back in the upper 20s for highs, despite lots of sunshine. And for Saturday, a high of 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 11 degrees.
Too.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Pictures on her phone and tears in her eyes. Waterproof makeup ain't made for a breakup. On a Saturday night, then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that, right back to telling folks you know I know all about some new guy taking you out. Then you unfollow me, then follow me back just so I know you're still around. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home. Stay broke, some hearts don't skip a beat. Some people say goodbye, then try to make it alright, just like you're doing to me. Never do. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got an old extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean break, stay gone, clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
of control. Yeah, you know, baby, you're a tall drink. Little tap shit that'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down. On your hips every time you have been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. Slide a little closer, babe. Wanna get your pretty little head on my shoulder and get closer. Girl, you know I love the way you slip your hand under my shirt, then it's over. Go slow. We both know that road that we're going down. Right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane, we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips every time. You have been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. Four wheels on a two lane, we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips every time. You have been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you.
Was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness. Denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. I went skydiving. said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. Yeah. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went. Rocky Mountain climbing, I went. 2.7 seconds on a full-length Fu Manchu. And I love deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday
online at 98qcountry.com.
I was looking at pictures I didn't want to see. They brought back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
as if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying in this bed. Talk at all, if your phone rings in the middle of the night, I don't even try to look to see who's calling. I had a bad day, but you don't know it, 'cause you don't ask him.
Stapleton there, and we don't fight anymore at 98Q Country, 24 minutes past 6, and I hope all is well with you. It is a cool Monday morning with temperatures lingering, I don't know, 5-10 range. I show 10 here in the city of Park Falls, which of course means that some of you low outlying people are probably most likely down into the single digits. Trying to figure out if my phone is going to cooperate, or if my computer, rather, is going to cooperate with me today, and I don't think it's going to. 10 above is what I show here in the city of Park Falls. When you get a computer or a phone and you tap it harder, or you hit on the keyboard harder, does that help? I don't know. It helps your psychological part, I think, more than anything else. So 10 above is what we're looking at right now. It's that snow we got over the weekend. It looks like it's going to hang around, with temperatures really not warming up a whole lot this week. If you're looking for temperatures to get up into the mid-30s or so for this week, well, you may get it on Wednesday and Thursday, possibly. But today, tomorrow, only 16, they're telling us today. And a dry stretch, precipitation chances. If you're looking to top off this little frosting of snow we got over the weekend, it's not going to happen for maybe a week. 10% chance of precip today. We'll call it a mostly cloudy and bitter cold day today, with a wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20 and a bit gusty. Let's get a quick news update. We update you twice an hour here on the morning show.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war could be extended beyond today, the final day of the negotiated truce.
Hamas has officially requested the extension of this ceasefire. We don't know for how long, but the deal is they buy themselves an additional day of ceasefire for each 10 hostages they release. And it's understood that they are willing to do this. Israel has signaled that it's inclined to accept it. Netanyahu convened his security cabinet to talk about it. I think it's going to go forward. After that, all bets are off.
ABC's Matt Gutman. Heartwarming reunions among released hostages and their families. 17 more captives set free Sunday, including a 4-year-old Israeli-American named Abigail. An arrest in the shooting of 3 Palestinian college students in Burlington, Vermont. The suspect, a 48-year-old man, nabbed near the scene. Authorities say the victims were speaking Arabic, wearing Palestinian scarves when they were shot. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Reedsburg man wanted for the death of his pregnant girlfriend is arrested in Missouri. Authorities there say they caught Jose Dominguez Garcia in a vehicle with stolen plates early yesterday morning. He'd been on the run since about the same time Rosalie Rodriguez's body was found in a suitcase near Eau Claire in 2020. Dominguez Garcia is charged with first-degree murder, murder of an unborn child, and hiding a corpse. A Door County woman is thankful for all the help she's getting from her neighbors. Stephanie Laskonski of Bailey's Harbor is a mother of 6 who's paralyzed from the chest down due to several autoimmune diseases. She's getting donations collected from spectators at yesterday's Thanksgiving Day parade in Jacksonport. The community chooses one family in need to benefit each year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers bring home the axe. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers battled in Minnesota and won 28-14 to bring home the Paul Bunyan axe. Head coach Luke Fickle says it was the Badgers' offensive line that made the difference.
It was all because of those guys. It wasn't anything else. It wasn't, we have a good idea what they're going to do, and we've been stopped in 2 other 4. Like, look, if we're going to be who we want to be, we're going to have to put it on those guys' shoulders.
Wisconsin finished up the regular season with a record of 7-5. NFL, the Packers back on the practice field today. They host the Chiefs Sunday night. NBA, the Bucks put on a show at home. Baseball manager Craig Counsell was in attendance. The Bucks with a 108-102 win over the Portland Trail Blazers. Damian Lillard scored 31 points and was asked on Bally Sports how they came back from a 26-point deficit.
We showed a lot of togetherness. We showed a lot of resilience. We've been in that situation a few times this season where our character was tested, our togetherness was tested, and we showed true again.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Lori, Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good, but I heard you've got some great neighborhood news for us today, Lori. What do you got for us there?
I do, Joel. I found a ranch-style home situated on a large lot with mature trees on First Avenue South here in Park Falls. The home consists of a spacious living room, dining room, kitchen, full bath with 2 sinks, and 4 bedrooms. All of the bedrooms have carpet and closets. The basement is blocked with a utility room, including a toilet, sink, and shower. The maintenance-free composite deck overlooks the large backyard, and the 1-car garage is attached. This home is located on an ATV trail. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, Lori, thank you so much. We'll check in again later for more neighborhood news. Have a great day.
You too, Joel. Thank you. Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies, a chance for some light snow showers, less than a half inch of daytime snowfall, high of 17. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Still lingering chance for some light snow tonight, a low of 6. Tuesday, partial sun at times, a high of 22. Wednesday, milder, with highs working up to 35 degrees. And into your Thursday, partial sunshine up to 34. For Friday, we're back in the upper 20s for highs, despite lots of sunshine. And for Saturday, a high of 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 10 degrees.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
Well, look who it is. Last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number 2 was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time at Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain. Where we were chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me up right out of the blue. I was just thinking about.
I started reminiscing. I've been on the edge of calling you. And I'm so glad I decided to.
I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain. Where we were chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me a bride. you.
Sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, and our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna, 'cause this ain't a margarita. Can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All that same. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't wanna say goodbye. Let's add a Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna, 'cause this ain't a margarita. Can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All the same. Kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer.
Music, new artist, Brian Kelly. See you next summer. 10 is where we're at temperature-wise. 16 is the high today. That wind moving west and northwest at 10 to 20 plus miles an hour. A cool day today. 22 for tomorrow, and then we may just climb up into the mid-30s for a couple of days, Wednesday and Thursday, and we might stay in the 30s for the rest of the week. So we're not going to have a big meltdown. We don't need that, but we do need some snow to kind of get this snow season and snowmobiling thing kind of, off and running anyway. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen, the snow part of it. We have in the next 2 week forecast, just to give you an idea, in the next 2 weeks, there's one day that has a significant chance of some snow, about an 80% chance on Sunday. Other than that, everything else is generally 5, 10% right in that range. It just appears to be a dry stretch here. 16 is what we're shooting for today. It is going to be a cool one out there. We've got all the news and sports headed your way just after 7 o'clock.
See dependable, made in the USA appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
The holiday. holidays come but once a year. And Masterforce is here to spread some cheer. With drivers and drills and blades and bits. From sanders and saws to power tool kits. Menards has the value and savings. Of course, shop tools and accessories from Masterforce. Find great stocking stuffers and gifts at Menards. Plus, don't forget about our gift cards. For great deals on Masterforce, be an early bird. Because these savings end December 3rd.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful featured businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies, a chance for some light snow showers, less than a half inch of daytime snowfall, high of 17. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Still lingering chance for some light snow tonight, a low of 6. Tuesday, partial sun at times, a high of 22. Wednesday, milder, with highs working up to 35 degrees. And into your Thursday, partial sunshine up to 34. For Friday, we're back in the upper 20s for highs, despite lots of sunshine, and for Saturday, a high of 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 10 degrees.
Here we go!
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Turn it up. 98Q Country.
Same old dial, same old end of the work week dream. Bartender knows my name, but I don't mind. She kicks them up strong, serves me up right. And here I go again. I'm drinking one, I'm drinking two. I got my heartache medication, a strong dedication to getting over you, turning me loose on that hardwood jukebox, lost in neon time. My heartache medication, well, it suits me fine. And I'm drinking enough to take you off my mind. I got my heartache medication. Another girl, another dance to a country song.
Lost in neon time, my heartache medication.
strong dedication to getting over you, turning me loose on that hardwood jukebox, lost in neon time. My heartache medication, well, it suits me fine, and I'm drinking enough to take you off my mind. I got my heartache medication.
Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
I never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new.
Son of a Sinner at 98Q Country. And we've got a 16 degree temp today, and we're sitting at about 10 here in Park Falls. Single digits, I'm sure, where you are. Wind will be moving north to northwest today. It's a good day to to hang out inside if you can, because some milder weather is on the way. We're going to see some temperatures basically 30s, I mean mid, maybe even upper 30s for a stretch starting on Wednesday and running for quite a while. We have all the news and sports to come. The winners of our Deer Hunters Roundup prize packages are all posted at 98qcountry.com. All but one, we're going to be making a confirmation on that today, our prize pack number 4. And the photo contest continues. You have until 6 o'clock tonight. If you do not see the photo at 98qcountry.com, then I don't have it, because every photo that we have received is on there. So look on there. If you submitted a photo and you don't see it, shoot it to us again, wcqm@civicmedia.us. You got till 6 o'clock tonight. Judging will take place tonight. Several pots of coffee. There will be Red Bull. There will be 5-hour energy drinks. It'll be a long night tonight. And then tomorrow we will announce the winners of our youth photo contest with that youth gun, courtesy of Chuck and the folks at Essential Shooting Supplies. And I guess you can call it the adult photo contest or whatever. It's the others, photos of the camp, the family, whatever it may be. So a couple of final prizes for another successful and rousing Deer Hunters Roundup this year. Let's get some words of wisdom on this Monday, the 27th day of November. Focus on the Family this morning is brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. A Colorado rancher once shared an insight that had a powerful impact on me as a parent. He said there are two ways to keep cattle where they belong on a ranch. The first is barbed wire. When cattle brush up against the barbs, the pain keeps them from pushing. The second strategy is to drill a well. Cattle can cover miles of grassland when they're grazing, but they'll usually stay very close to their water source. That's a helpful metaphor for us parents about balancing discipline and love. Discipline is like barbed wire. It's painful, and I'm not just talking about physical pain. Taking away toys or special privileges can also do the trick. But for discipline to be effective, it has to cause enough discomfort that the child feels compelled to change his or her behavior. The crucial balance to the barbed wire of discipline is the deep well of unconditional love. Discipline will only spur kids toward positive behavior if they feel deeply loved, especially when they make mistakes. Without that encouragement, children will often grow even more defiant under that discipline. Love and support are nourishment to a child's soul in the same way water nourishes the body. So remember the imagery of that old wise rancher. To raise healthy, well-balanced children, throw up some barbed wire and dig a well. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster. On campus or live online, qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career. Accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies, a chance for some light snow showers, less than a half inch of daytime snowfall, high of 17. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Still lingering chance for some light snow tonight, a low of 6. Tuesday, partial sun at times, a high of 22. Wednesday, milder, with highs working up to 35 degrees. And into your Thursday, partial sunshine up to 34. For Friday, we're back in the upper 20s for highs despite lots of sunshine. And for Saturday, a high of 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 10 degrees.
I would like to introduce to you all...
Hey, it's Nate Smith.
You set my world on fire.
This is Dylan Scott.
That's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
The best. 98Q Country.
Bells will be ringing this sad, sad New Year's. Oh, what a Christmas. Have the blues. Baby's gone. I have no friend. Wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing Silent Night, Christmas carols by candlelight. Come on for Christmas. Please come on for Christmas. If not for Christmas,